Parshas Matas starts with Parshas from the forest and the Dorim. The Ochus Yoshel, Chaim Kanievsky, brings down from Sefer Chassidim that someone that keeps his mouth from Nivul Peh and not to lie and to keep his words, so later in life, everything what he benches, what he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it to happen. And he says, Remez Ladovo, he brings down, the Chido brings down, Remez Ladovo, Lo Yachel Dvoroi, Kechol HaYotze Mipiv Yaaseh Hashem. If a person is not Mechalel Dvoroi, so then, Kechol HaYotze Mipiv, the Ribbono Shel Olam will do. They bring down that was a kid that filled up a cup of water and in a mistake it spilled on the goyim. And the goyim said in Yiddish, there was leben bis 100 yo. It's a kind of expression. Live till 100 years old. It was leben bis 100 yo. Lang gesund. And the kid died exactly when he was 100. Because it came out from the words of the goyim, the bis leben bis 100 yo. So kechol ha'yotzei mipiv yaaseh. The Maaseh, it's a famous Gemara in Ksuvos. Gemara brings down the end of Torah Kamadi that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Malach HaMoves, to go to show Rabbi, to do nachas ruach to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi before he dies. So he asked to see his place in Gan Eden. So the Malach HaMoves took him up to Gan Eden from outside. When he came, he jumped over. And he made a shvua that he will not leave. So it was a shayla in Beis Nishalmata to be matir his shvua or not. Beis Nishalmata of Pashtus, you can't be matir a shvua only if the person is asking for a Torah. But Beis Nishalmata in Beis Nishalmata, they could be matir the shvua. So the Gemara says in Ksuvos, they said, if in this life he never was matir shvua, and he kept his words completely, even without a toast the door. So, will not be matir. If in this world, when he had a shayla, he was matir, so we will matir as well. So I'm saying it's the same thing, but even when I taught us the door, we learned the sugas in the dorim, kol haloyder neder, kol hamatiroi kilu bono bomo. Even though there's a parsha of a Torah's Nedorim, but there's a musik to keep your words. They say over that the Chibin Rav once came out of his house to the Mismedesh, and one of the Gaboyim saw that one of the buttons in his kapote is very loose, it's about to fall. So he took a thread and a needle and he started to sew it. And when he was sewing it, on a mistake, he poked the Chibin HaRav. He became white, like, you know, poking with Tzidam from the Chibin HaRav. So the Chibin HaRav said, no, don't worry. The guy said, Rebbe, you know, I'm so scared they will burn me in Gehenna for poking you. So the Chibin HaRav told him, don't worry, they'll put you in Gehenna, I'll take you out. They say that before the Chibin HaRav was Nifter, he asked to call the Mishamish to his room. And he told him the story. And he says, I remember I promised you that if I put you in Gehenna, I will take you out. He says, I will keep it, but I'm asking you to make it easy for me. Please do tshuva before you die. And he's like, so as a Muslim, a person has to know to say the emes. We don't understand it, really. We don't understand why it's so important. We don't understand why it's really so important that we will say this. Like, so what? Not saying to cheat someone. I said I will not do it. No, I decided I will do it. We see it's a musig. Roish dvor cho emes. Kadosh Baruch Hu chisamoy emes. There's a koyach adibu that a person has to stick. Not only that, the Gemara in Makis Chofbezim with Aleph says, Dover emes bilevovoy. The Gemara says the Maisa with Rav Safra that he was planning to sell something. Someone came and he was davening and the guy was going up in the price. After davening, he says, I will give you it in the original price. And asked him why. He said, this is what I was planning to do. So this is what he was planning as well. Emes. So we have Be'etzem, this week's parsha is the first time we have Milchemes Mitzvah. Milchemes Mitzvah. Rashi says, Milchemes Mitzvah, Icholtzu Mimchem Anoshim, Anoshim Tzadikim. So we see that when Klal Yisrael have to fight, one of the categories that we have to take for soldiers are tzaddikim. Like, who are the best soldiers? Yeshiva Bach. The more frum they are, the better for the army. Milchemes Amalek. So Moshe tells Yeshua, Pchar lecho anoshim v'tzeh v'ilochem. Right? What does Pchar lecho mean? Choose. What do you mean choose? So Rashi, Pchar lecho anoshim yirechet. I knew when they went to a war, they didn't choose strong people, they chose tzaddiki. So, but Milchemes Og Melech HaBoshen, Gantz Klal Yisrael went. So why in Amalek, Yeshua found a group and they went to fight? Milchemes Midian was a group and they went to fight. Milchemes Og Melech HaBoshen, it says, Klal Yisrael went to fight. So Reb Tamchun Gershom, he says, Yigval b'kepshat. Amalek and Midian was not a war to move them away. It was Nekoim Nikmas Hashem b'Midian. Amalek was Necharef, Bilchomo LaHashem b'Amalek. Oyim Melech HaBoshon, we don't have nothing against that giant. He was standing in our way. We need to get rid of him. Amalek and Midian was Nikoim Nikmas Hashem. The Gemara says in Brochus, Gdolo Nikomo Shenitno Ben Shtei Shemos Shenemar Keil Nikomo Yis Hashem. The Nikmas Hashem, when you're fighting a war with Shem Shomayim, has to be a chosh of the people. But then the pasuk says, "Elef lamate, elef lamate, lechol mate is Yisrael." So Rashi brings down the Medrash says it says three times elef lamate, elef, elef, elef lamate, and the Milchemes Amalek, Moshe Rabbeinu took three times 1,000 from all of the Shvatim. What they did, 12,000. The Midrash Rabbe says, went to fight. 12,000 stayed, you know, the back army, and 12,000 sat and learned. Klal Yisrael are learning Bichlal. But in the Shas of the Milchoma with 12,000 people, connected the soldiers that were sitting and learning. Zog to Pchatzke Levinstein, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make it clear that the reason and the way that Klal Yisrael could win the war is only when you sit and learn. It's not that they led us to learn. We have to know that. I say it every time. I said this myself a couple of times years ago when they started, you know, they led the Yeshiva Bochum not to go to the army. So the way it started was a very small amount of people. Chaznish and Ben Gurion, they got permission. What they claim today, the Shroom people are a big part of the society. It's not right. So they went to interview in Ponovich Rav Addis. Rav Addis was his father's Shiva. There was a bocher then. They came to interview why the people don't go to the ark. They put like the big, you know, big things on him and that. Rav Addis, you know, from Abad the Televisia. The program. Rav Addis, Lamat am lo olchim la tzava. He said, we believe that there wasn't a learning of protecting the country more. The guy stops. Okay, I understand, but you know, we really want to give you a chance to explain it properly to the secular world. Okay, so you could say something like more. Okay, Rav Addis. So why the frum people, you understand, we have a country, so many people sacrifice so much, and you people are not going to the army. You could explain why you don't go to the army. So because we believe when we sit and learn, it helps much more. So Rav Addis, you understand, has to be educated. Secular. He says, you have to understand the same reason it's people that are busy on the computers. They also don't go, no one dies from the people on the computers. We believe that we're the computer people. We're sitting and learning. The guy said, listen, you know, I don't care. We can't give it. You know, we want to bring something nice to the people who want to listen. So he told him, listen. And the reason that I really believe I can't convince you. You want me to make up new reasons and to convince you on something that I didn't manage yet to convince myself. This is a very big cloud when you argue with these people. This is our answer. We don't have a different answer. This is our answer. When we believe, elef lamate, as they state. They cannot understand it, they cannot believe in it. It could be we also don't believe in it enough. We're also busy with the shlavos. Can't say, but those are the parents. So what we start to say, but it's a problem with pritzis, a problem with the kashas. Now, we don't really believe that that is the real reason. And we don't understand, so why they're not convinced? They're not convinced because you're also not convinced that it's enough to answer. We have a real answer, and maybe we could convince them, maybe we can't convince them. But don't try to make up an answer that you don't believe in, that they'll tell you, so you could do kashas, you could keep this. It's not in the game, if they could or cannot. The pasuk is mamshich umik merav hoyo levnei roven levnei god otzu meoid. Vayiru es eretz yazer veres kilod vine amokri mokri mikne. Eretz avodecho eretz mikne vela avodecho mikne. So we want to be an Eivir HaYarden. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells them how you could do such a thing. Two main things here. Koyemer, Moshe lebnei God, Acheichem yavoi la milchomo, ve'atem teishvu poi, lo motoni veslavom, ko osu aviseichem, v'yalu, meraglim, v'yichar af Hashem, v'yichar af Hashem, v'hine kamtem tachas, tarbus, anoshim, chatoim, lispo yisoid, kisoshu, v'yikshu elo v'yemu, gidro yisinivde, v'orim letopeinu, v'anachmo mechol etzchushim, as a meiser with the Ger Rebbe, Sfas Emes, when he was a kid, he lived by his grandfather, Chidush Harim. One day he finished at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, but the chassidim, you wake up, fartuk. You know what's fartuk? You know what's a fartuk? So at 5 o'clock in the morning, his grandfather tried to wake him up. He gets up, he starts to yell at him. One is going to be the next Ger Rebbe, sleeps in, doesn't get a fartuk. He gets like a whole drasha for 20 minutes. When he finishes, the kid says, Zaidi, I went to sleep 4 o'clock. I finished learning yesterday at 4 o'clock. So he told us, why didn't you tell me right away? So he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, they go to Bnei Reuven come. They say, we want to go to stay here. Moshe starts to yell at them. The Meraglim did the same. Tachas Abiseichim, Tachbus Anoshim Chatoim, a whole drasha. He finishes, he says, Moshe, we will go to fight. We just want to stay here after it. It's not that we were. Why they didn't stop Moshe Rabbeinu right away? The Torah says, it's in Perek Lamed Beis, starting from Pasuk Hey. Look at Pasuk Hey. They tell Moshe Rabbeinu, in Pasuk Aleph, they say, Gemara says that what happened, there was a lot of money, there was a lot of mikveh. Pasuk Hey, they asked to stay there. And Pasuk Vav, till Pasuk Tezai, Moshe is giving Musa. They wanted to accept the Musa from the Rebbe. They wanted to hear Moshe Rabbeinu's Musa. Look, the answer is, Zayde, Ech Gvold Herr the Musa. Look, the answer is, this is what the Rebbe told. So that's when we get to a big argument, the Mephoshim, when they got, were planning to go to fight from the beginning, or no, they wanted to stay there for maybe for physical reasons, for momentary reasons. He said, no, we don't care to fight. Or it was the original plan that they were going to fight, that just Moshe didn't understand it. So, the Fidus for Semis, for sure, that was the original plan. The Or HaChaim HaKodesh says like this, Lehetia. The Goyen also, in Oves, and the Mishnah, in Odom Nichas, Ezu Chochum, Shlo Nichas, Noch Dibir Chaveiroi, he says, like, may God, I didn't answer Moshe in the middle. Now, here is a question. Why may God want to be Be'ever HaYaldim? This is a vault. When you have it, you say it twice, and twice a year you say over this vault. Second time we'll not be together, so I'm saying it twice a year you say. The apostle says, Mikne Rav. They had a lot of animals, they needed grass. You know, it really sounds ridiculous. You know, you think forever people will be living in cows? Well, the years, you know, property is high tech. It looks like very old fashioned. Yeah? So you have a lot of cows, a lot of grass. You know, 20 years, it's buildings. It's no. It sounds like, okay, could be old fashioned. But in Chumash Dvorim, it says, Vayar reishis loy kishom chelkas mechoike ksofu. Rashi says in Zayis HaBroche. Look at Zayis HaBroche. Look. Open Zayis HaBroche. ולגוד אמר, למד ג' חוף, ולגוד אמר, ברוך מרחיב, גוד גלופי שלך מתוחב שרי אף כקוי, והיה ראשיס לוי, כשום חלקס מחויקי כסופון, זוג רשי. והיה כשום חלקס מחויקי, רוא ליטל לחלק ברציחו אין שהוא ראשיס כיבוש, כי יודע אשר שום חסדו כבורס מחויקי, והוא מוישה. We call the first woman. They wanted to be with Moshe. So why do you want to be there? Because the cows or because Moshe? Here we learn, Mikne Rav, Hayol Bnei God, Bnei Reuven. Right? By us we learn, Perek Lamed Beis, Bamidbor Lamed Beis, O Mikne Rav, Hayol Bnei Reuven, Vayavoy El Moshe, Lavodech O Mikne. And Dira says, the reason they want to be there, Kishom Chalkes Mechayk Iksof. But the Chassidim, they say, Mikne Rav, they wanted to have a kinyan with the Rav, by the Rebbe, Mikne Rav. What's the show? Rav Shmuel Ozovsky will speak about it in Simchas Torah in Polovich, because we say it's a brocha. When I said it's a vote, you say the Pasha's matters, and you say it's because it's easier to say it's Chastere, because there he only says the Pasha that he wants to be the Rebbe. In our Pasha, it's very, very clear that it's not the reason. Not that, the Medrash, Rav Tanchume, the Kliyoko brings out, if you see later the Kliyoko, he brings down the Medrash of Tanchume. Nachlo mevuolo bereishis v'achusa lo yisivorach. That it's Shevet God of Meruven, that they were busy with the Nachlo. The Teretz is Azei Zok, Reb Shmuel Ozovsky. I know, maybe you can't say it yourself, but Azei Zok, Reb Shmuel Ozovsky. They were really convinced. So I'll say first Balabatish, maybe then Reb Shmuel Ozovsky. The Balabatish developed says that it really meant the Rebbe. They didn't want to tell Moshe that he's going to die, because Moshe claimed that, no, Moshe was trying to eschan him the whole time. So they made up a story for the sheep. Yeah, but that is very... Shmuel says, they thought that they want because the Rebbe. They were really convinced that the reason they want is to be close to the Rebbe. But the Torah is telling us, as a Gemein Degat, was in the gear. It was the drive. The drive that made them to want to be with the Rebbe did not come really from the place of the Rebbe. Person in his life, a lot of times, convince himself. He's doing it because of this. He's doing this because of this. Giving up on Eretz Yisrael? No, it's his Zayin Moshe Rabbeinu. So I heard from my brother, maybe a Yisofa. The Gemara says in Brochus, Le'olam yodu odom memokim raboy. And says in another place, Le'olam lo yodu memokim raboy. And for the Gemara, kan de kaif le, kan de loy kaif. If he's planning to listen to his Rebbe, live near. If you're not planning to listen to your Rebbe, don't live near. Kan de kaif le, kan de loy kaif. He said, Bnei God of Bnei Reuven, they're the ones that could stay near Moshe Rabbeinu. What is the Raya? When he gave them the Musar, they kept quiet till the end of the Musar, like we said before. So there are people that are going to listen to the Rebbe. So they had a schus to stay Be'ever HaYarden, to stay near the Mokim of Moshe Rabbeinu. But I heard one stop, when you learn these parshas, I think it's a limud. What a human being could get to. Going on the side that this really means the Rebbe, it doesn't mean the Kipshuta. It's Eretz Yisrael. Klai Yisrael are trying to get to Eretz Yisrael. And these people think that it's important for them to stay near Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So it becomes Eretz Yisrael. It's the whole Eretz Yisrael what Hashem is planning to give the Yidden. And it's Moshe Rabbeinu that can't get in because he did a chet. Maybe Riva, what it means. So the people want to stay near Moshe. And if it's the right thing to stay near Moshe, so becomes Eivir Ayadin as Eivir Eretz Yisrael. The Tachlis was to go into Eretz Yisrael. So it became like Eretz Yisrael. What a person with the right Rotsen, with the right Sheifa, with the right Avoyda, where he could get. This is what we have to learn. Then we have Parshas Maaseh. And it's a very good vote with the Magid Dugma. And I think it's very... Eile Maaseh Bnei Yisroel, look at the beginning of Maaseh. Asher Yotzu Meretz Mitzrayim Letzivo Yisroel. Vayichtov Moshe Es Moitzoeyem Lemaaseeyem. Ve'eile Maaseeyem Lemoitzoeyem. What is the pshat? Vayichtov Moshe Es Moitzoeyem Lemaaseeyem. Ve'eile maseyem lemoitzeyem. So the Magid Midubna is a beautiful mashal. He says, was a person that he had a bad mother. Terrible mother. He's going to get married. He's going with his father, Baruch Hashem, he's going to have a new life. He doesn't know who is the Kala, but all days the father told him, no, we're going for a guta shidduch. Going to England for a guta shidduch. The son doesn't know. For him, he just knows that the quicker he gets away from his home is the best thing for him. The father knows, I'm going to fast the shidduch waiting. Zok the Moshe Rabbeinu, he knew the ma'aseh of Eretz Yisrael. Moitzoeyem lemaseyem. The ikar is to go to Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael did not know what is Eretz Yisrael. They just knew that in Mitzrayim it was terrible. Ve'ele maseyem lemoitzeyem. There the ikur was from where they left. One is a vote. I heard this in the Levaya of Moshe Shmuel Shapira. In the Haftorah of Maaseh, you know, we have Sholish Haftorahs de Poranusa. We read last week, This week in Parshas Chazon, we daven every morning in davening. Ve'harivnu Hashem Elokeinu es divrei seyosecho befinu, ve'nie anachnu v'tzitzeinu kulonu yoidei shmecho ve'loim deteyosecho lishmo. What is yoidei shmecho? Kulonu yoidei shmecho ve'loim deteyosecho lishmo. What is yoidei shmecho? Eshi, what do you think in the morning? What is the pshat? What? Maybe daven in the morning. Now it's Birkas HaTeirah. In the middle of Birkas HaTeirah, it's V'harem Hashem Elokeinu es divrei seyosecho. What is Yoidei Shmecho in the middle of Birkas HaTeirah? Birkas HaTeirah had to be tzitzis. Sherei nisatei b'tzitzis v'li es Yoidei Shmecho. No shaychez. Shezo leaniach tefillin v'lil m'toira. Now you're putting on tefillin. Now it's a Birkas HaTeirah. Daven on Teirah. Why are you davening on Yoidei Shmecho? What is the shaykh is to daven on Yoidei Shmecho? That is the big question. So some people say Yoidei Shmecho is Yedias HaTeirah, Shem Hashem. So Moshe Shmuel Shapira, this I heard in his Levaya. I don't remember they said if he said it or Men Soloveitchik said it. You see it, look in the Haftorah of Parshas Maaseh. הקויאנים לא יאמרו איה השם תפסה התורה לא ידעוני הרועים פושו בי הנביאים ניבו בבעל. Novi is complaining that people did the wrong things. הקויאנים לא יאמרו איה השם תפסה התורה לא ידעוני הרועים פושו בי הנביאים ניבו בבעל. ובלא שם הפוסק הקויאנים לא יאמרו איה השם תפסה התורה לא ידעוני וזה תביעה הנביאים ניבו לבעל. The Tovse HaTorah need to know the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a special Tviya and Loimde HaTorah Lo Yedu'uni. When we dive in to become Talmidei Chachomim, Ve'harvno V'nie Yoidei Shmecho. If it says in the Novi that is a tiny and the Loimde HaTorah Shel Lo Yedu'uni, if it's a tiny and Loimde HaTorah Shel Lo Yedu'uni, so it's the opposite that when we daven to be loim de HaTorah, then we do want to be from the people that yedeuni. There's one more vote. It says in the beginning of Parshas Maaseh, ויסלו מרמסס ומצרים מקברים את אשר היכו השם בוהם כל בחור ובלויהם עושו השם שבותים. So the post says ומצרים מקברים את אשר היכו השם בוהם כל בחור. The post had to say ומצרים מקברים כל בחור שהיכו השם. One of the pasuk says, "Umitzrayim mekabrim es asher hikro Hashem kol bechor." So I hear the Givaldik Pshat. Look again. Look inside. Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Dalet. It's a beautiful word. "Umitzrayim mekabrim es asher hikro Hashem bohem kol bechor ubeloyheim osor Hashem shvot." The dictum had to be Mitzrayim Mekabrim Kol B'chor Shehiko Hashem. Not Mitzrayim Mekabrim Asher Hiko Hashem Kol B'chor. Perek Lamed Gimel Posuk Dalet. Klo? The Torah says, it says that why Makas Bechoros was because only a Kodesh Baruch could be mafchim ben tipo shel Bechoros le tipo she'eino shel Bechoros. So Makas Bechoros was really the proof that Hashem is the Melech. Mitzrayim rushed right away to bury all the Bechoros that people will not see the Yad Hashem. Mitzrayim mekabrim es asher hiko Hashem. They were mekaber es asher hiko Hashem. They tried to cover that people will not realize that asher hiko Hashem. We'll stop here. So next week I think already will be Erev Tisho and Minazman already, I think. So we'll not have a share next week. It's already after Chatzos. The Machlekes.